You're listening to Side Hustle Pro, the podcast that teaches you to build and grow your side hustle from passion project to profitable business. And I'm your host, Nikayla Matthews Okome. So let's get started. Hey, hey guys, welcome back to the Side Hustle Pro podcast. This is Nikayla, your host, and today we're going to be getting into how to test out your side hustle. If you haven't already, make sure you go back and listen to the first two episodes in this four-part series all about side hustling. So in the first two episodes, episode 281, I talked about how to choose the right side hustle for you, and episode 282, I talked about how to find the right audience or customer for your side hustle. Now today, in episode 283, we are going to jump into how to actually test out your side hustle idea. All right, so step one, testing out your side hustle idea. First of all, you have to decide on a name. And I don't want you to spend too much time on this. I don't want you to stress about this and think that it has to be perfect. You just need something that makes sense, that indicates what your product is, what you do, what you offer, and allows you to go to market. Now, your name is something that can always be changed. I know nobody wants to hear that. Everybody wants to come up with that perfect name, but let's face it, a lot of people end up going through a rebrand once you have done the actual process of launching, of listening to your customers, of listening to feedback and revising and revamping. It's something I went through myself. Now, the Side Hustle Pro podcast, it started out as a blog, and that blog was called Kayla K Speaks. I know if you are a regular listener, you've heard me say this before, but I have to keep saying it because people need to know that everybody goes through this at some point. So when my blog was called Kayla K Speaks, it was a play on my name, but people had trouble reading it. They absolutely couldn't see the K. It was like Kayla Speaks, Kalia. It was a mess. And also, it didn't stand for anything. Nobody knew by looking at that name what exactly my blog was about, what I talked about, what I offered. So once I really niched down and identified that I love talking about side hustle pros, that is when it all clicked. And I went ahead and did that change of the name. It worked out. It was seamless. It wasn't a huge pain. So decide on a name and go to market. Do not let the perfect name finding keep you from moving forward. Step number two, get a domain name. So once you have decided on the name of your business, go ahead and try to get that name as a domain name. Matter of fact, you might even do these kind of at the same time while you are deciding on a name, see if the domain name is available, because once you get that domain name, that's going to be your place on the internet. You can then apply that to your website as you're building out your website later on. But for now, just purchase the domain name. You can do that at a place like GoDaddy.com. Also, Google even offers domain names. So go ahead, purchase your domain name. Then set up your social pages and your email address. So once you have your domain name, you can do hi@sidehustlepro.co like I have. You can do @sidehustlepro on all of the platforms that you want to be on. And quick tip, I recommend you getting your real estate everywhere. Even if you're not actively using it at the moment, you want to be able to represent your business on every social media platform. So get your Twitter handle, get your Instagram handle, your TikTok, your Facebook, get it all. Okay. And if you're having trouble getting it all, then again, you might want to think about tweaking your name or just making a slight change, because again, it's not a huge deal and I don't want you guys to trip or stop moving forward because of this name stuff. Do not get stuck on these first two steps. All right, now let's get into the next step. Step number three is to set up a quick website. So what you need to set up a website, you need a website host, you need a website site designer such as WordPress or Squarespace, and your host is things like flywheel.com or bluehost.com. that actually hosts the website. Now, I'm not gonna get too technical because, to be honest, I'm not a technical girl. All I did when I was setting up my website, I went to WordPress and then I went to other websites to see what I liked about them, and I discovered another podcast website that I really loved. I love the look and feel. I plugged in the URL of that website into a website called WordPress Theme Detector. I think the URL is something like WP Theme Detector, but I'll link to it. And I plugged in the URL of the website that I liked. It showed me what WordPress theme they were using. So I simply clicked on that, I purchased that theme, and then I followed the instructions to apply that theme, aka that design, that layout, to my WordPress site. So the layout that you see on KaylaKSpeaks.com, because it's still up there, that is the layout I used for a long time. For the first 3 years of Side Hustle Pro's existence, that is the layout that I used because it was clean, it had white space that made it look sleek and straightforward. You could get to all the information that you needed. And that is what I mean by a quick website. This is not the time to invest thousands of dollars into a web designer, because honestly, any web graphic designer worth their money is not even going to let you invest all those thousands of dollars until you have tested out your side hustle and you're sure that you're going to stick with this business, because that would be a waste of money. Because what's going to happen is you're going to learn a lot from this test. So make sure that you're just setting up a quick website so that people know who you are, what you do, where to contact you, what you offer. So guys, let's face it, the work world looks so much different than it ever has. Whether you're in person, remote, or in a closet like me, or somewhere in between, taking care of your team couldn't be more important. That's where Gusto comes in. Gusto's modern HR platform makes it easy to hire, pay, manage, and support your employees all in one system of record. That means no more jumping between applications and no more jumping through hoops. Your payroll, your benefits, your hiring and onboarding, team management tools, and so much more are all there for you in one convenient place. On top of that, Gusto provides actionable insights to inform decisions around workforce costing, competitive compensation, and employee engagement. So all those tough decisions you make each day just got a whole lot easier. And the best part? Listeners of Side Hustle Pro get 3 months of Gusto for free at gusto.com/SHP. That's right. If you're ready to experience a new bar for HR, get 3 months free at gusto.com/SHP. Gusto.com/SHP. All right, guys. So step number 4, sign up for an email marketing platform, something like a ConvertKit, an AWeber, a MailChimp, something that's going to allow you to build your email list. So you'll have a place where you can collect all of the emails of people who have shopped from you, people who have expressed interest in your coaching services or your app or your podcast and want to learn more from you. This platform is going to help you to house these emails, okay? To hold all of them and to be able to message your list via an email newsletter or just a standard email when you have something going on, from a sale to a new podcast episode. So sign up for an email marketing platform. Step number 5 is going to be a bit more custom to your side hustle. So step number 5 is to set up your startup elements. So if you have a physical business, now is the time to decide, are you drop shipping? Are you keeping inventory? If you're keeping inventory, selecting an inventory partner and getting the inventory order in and deciding how many you're going to go to launch with and all of that. It's also setting up your Shopify. It's getting your designs done, identifying an artist that you can work with to design your merchandise. If you have a service coaching business, for example, your startup elements would be, first of all, really understanding and fleshing out your offer. So you understand what you offer, you outline your packages, you outline your hours and how your services work, what the sessions would look like from session 1 to session 5. Then it's also really understanding your audience. Again, making sure you go back to episode 282, how to choose the right audience or right customer, and making sure you really do that exercise so you can understand your person and understand your value proposition. The startup elements, if you have a podcast, are things like getting your microphone, your laptop, outlining your episodes, setting up your hosting, doing things like actually getting your podcast art created, go ahead and setting up the, well, if you do this through your host, but you know, you get your RSS feed set up and you actually publish your show so that once you start uploading episodes, they'll keep getting published to the different platforms. So whatever your startup elements are, you will know. And now is the time to get those elements in place. Step number six is to start offering your product, your service, or your content. Now, that means you need to announce. You cannot test your side hustle and be hiding. So you have to announce on all of your social pages. You need to announce on your website. You need to email whoever is already on your list and let them know that you are live. You can purchase these products. You can get this service from me. You can listen or watch my content. That is what step six is all about. Going live, actually starting to do your side hustle. And step seven is analyzing what's going well, what's not going so well. So you don't have to start analyzing right away. Like, you want to start doing and see how people engage with your side hustle. See how people interact with it. What questions do they have? What obstacles or challenges are they running up against? What things are people returning? What people are things not satisfied with? And then really write down, make note of these things, look at the data and decide, what are you going to change? What are you going to update? What are you going to upgrade? What can you do to make your business, your side hustle, as awesome as possible? And then in step number eight, you're going to refine. And refining is something you do as you go. You don't need to shut down your side hustle in order to refine. At least I hope you don't have to. What you can do is say, while this is up and running, I'm going to upgrade this element. I'm going to revamp this, even though, you know, this is still going. For me, I'm now, you know, almost at 300 episodes, and I still listen and revamp and tweak things all the time. And I don't go back and erase old episodes. I have just the other day, like, this microphone was kind of clunky for me. It wasn't clunky, but I forgot something about my input output settings. So there were a couple of episodes that frustrate me when I listen back to it, but I'm not going to call up that guest and say, hey, can we re-record this again? Just because my ear is upset that I forgot to make the output a certain output. It's fine. Most people won't pick up on it, or they still get the value out of it. So they're not tripping. So I'm not going to trip. So that's what you need to do as well as you're refining. All right. So let's quickly review these steps. Step number one, decide on a name. Step number two, get your domain name, set up your social pages and your email address. Step number three, set up a quick website. Step number four, sign up for an email marketing platform. Step number five, set up your startup elements, which are again going to be custom to your industry and your side hustle. Step number six, start offering your product, service, or content. Step number seven, analyze what's going well and what's not going so well. And step number eight, refine as you go. So these are the steps in getting your side hustle set up and ready to go to test it out. And there are a couple of other things I want you to know as you go through this process. As you go through this process, recognize that testing out your side hustle is the only way to figure out if this idea that you have in your head is the right side hustle for you. That's it. It's as simple as that. It's the only way to figure it out. The more you kind of stay in your head and think, oh, you know, there's no market for this, or I don't know if this is right. Like, you really truly won't know until you actually put yourself out there. And so I know a lot of people who are hoping to figure it out on their own in their bedroom and make sure it's perfect before they bring it to market. And it just doesn't work like that. It just does not work like that. Like, you do have to take that step of putting yourself out there. So this is the hardest part of side hustling. This is the hardest part of the process. And this is what separates the people who start side hustling and see success from the people who always have that idea in the back of their mind that they never act on. And I want you to be the kind of person who acts on your idea and who is not afraid of what people might say, what people might think, of falling on your face. Because in actuality, what you don't realize sometimes, this is what I start to realize as I actually start to do it. I spent so much time worried about looking foolish with what I was doing and worried about what other people would think. But what I started to realize once I got on this side, and by side, I mean this side of being in the brave crew of people who actually put their ideas out there, who actually test things out, and the world can see them testing, and that's all right. Like, we are some of the baddest, okay, most fearless, most amazing people out there. And everyone else who's in the peanut gallery, they think they're bad. They think they're brave and they think they know what they're talking about, but they don't. They don't. And they never, ever will, because they're not on this side. They're not on the side of the people who do. The people who do, okay? If you want to be on the side of people who do, you have to do. And so when you're not on the side of people who do, you get into that zone where you really, really care too much and you think, oh, they're going to be able to say like, oh, that she's not polished. Why would she ever launch that? She looks silly because, you know, she should have thought this through a little bit more. But once you get on this side, and everyone who's on this side knows it, you're going to realize that those people actually look stupid, because those people are actually talking about people who are doing something and they don't even know how to do that thing. You get what I'm saying? Like, how stupid do you look talking about people when you have never had the guts to do it yourself? When you're able to step on this side and you have that separation from those people, that's when you realize how ridiculous it is that you ever cared about their opinion. So for anyone who asks me, you know, how are you so brave? How are you able to do this? It's that thing that clicked in my head once I stepped on this side and I realized how ridiculous those people look. So I want you to come on this side as well and realize how ridiculous those people look, because it will ease all of those fears and worries that you have from starting to test out your side hustle. All right. So start testing out your side hustle and you will feel so proud of yourself for being brave, for just stepping outside of the box that you've been put in or that you put yourself in because you felt like that's what you should be doing, and stepping away from the peanut gallery because their opinions don't matter. And honestly, they look ridiculous. I can't say it enough, because again, you really don't realize it until you step on this side, like how crazy it is. And it's hard because some of these people are people we love. Some of these people are people we are friends with. And we have been in conversations with those people judging other people. And it's only once we stepped onto the other side that we realized that we too were ridiculous. We too were talking out of our neck, not knowing what we're talking about, not realizing how much hard work and dedication it takes to start something. How much hard work and dedication it takes to put yourself out there. So when you have that respect for other people, it really allows you to give other people grace in the process that it's going to take them to go from starting their idea to getting the knowledge they need to make it better. And you recognize that when you see someone who is doing something and your mind immediately says, well, I would do it differently. But once you have started something and you recognize what it takes to start something, you don't judge people in the way you once did. So step out of that comfort zone, start testing out your side hustle, follow these steps. If you have any questions, be sure to drop them over in the Side Hustle Pro Facebook group. You can get there by going to sidehustlepro.co/Facebook. And again, be sure that you are actually signed up for the Side Hustle Pro Bootcamp so that you can get our weekly emails. You can get the recap guide that's coming out at the end. Go over to sidehustlepro.co/bootcamp to get that. And I will talk to you guys next week for the final part 4 session of the Side Hustle Pro Bootcamp. Hey guys, thanks for listening to Side Hustle Pro. If you like the show, be sure to subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts. It helps other side hustlers just like you to find the show. And if you want to hear more from me, you can follow me on Instagram at Side Hustle Pro. Plus, sign up for my 6-bullet Saturday newsletter at sidehustlepro.co/ newsletter. When you sign up, you will receive weekly nuggets from me, including what I'm up to, personal lessons, and my business tip of the week. Again, that's sidehustlepro.co/newsletter to sign up. Talk to you soon.